Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Frank Sinatra.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon or under the sun.
Why, Francis Langford, I don't think Frankie's so thin. Why, you tell me he looked like a piccolo with a bow tie.
Jenny Sims, I said no such thing. I merely said if Frankie were mine, I'd trade him in on a big job.
Hey, well, who was ever responsible for that yakada-yakada police button up there? Oh, Jenny Sims and Francis Langford.
Francis, I'm scared. He's a wolf.
Don't be scared, Jenny. This wolf's mother was frightened by a cocker spaniel.
Say, you gals talking about me?
Oh, Mr. Sinatra, I'm afraid we've interrupted your broadcast, and well, we're sorry.
Correction, dear, you're sorry.
One of you seems slightly more enthusiastic than the other.
Well, Frank, it's just that every week for the past 2 years, Jenny has phoned me and said, Francis, is this the week we go to see Frankie's broadcast? And every week I've said, no, Jenny, I'm sorry, Jenny, but no, Jenny.
But this week, things are different.
Different how?
We finally got our mitts on a couple of tickets.
Well, now that you two queens have finally paid us a visit, I want you to know you got to help with the housework. I'll take off on that tune I was about to sing, and then we'll talk over your duties.
What are you warbling, Frankie boy?
Well, this is a song that my father sang the day that I was born. He came to the hospital, looked into the incubator, and said, hey, there's no you, hey.
I feel the autumn breeze. It steals across my pillow as soft as a will-o'-the-wisp. And in its song there is sadness because there's no you. The lonely autumn tree, how softly they're sighing, 'cause summer is dying, they know. That in my heart there's no gladness because there's no you. The park that we walked in, the garden we talked in, how lonesome they seem in the fall. Stormy clouds hover and falling leaves cover our favorite nook in the wall. All in spring we'll meet again. We'll kiss and recapture that summertime rapture. And from that day, nevermore will I say, there's no you.
Say, Francis and Jenny, I've got a small worry.
This boy is bucking Crosby, and he calls that a small worry.
Now, wait a minute. No, I mean it, honestly. You see, you two gals are big stars, and we want to give credit to your sponsors. But I've been wondering, could we do it musically?
Oh, but yes, Frankie. We'd love to mention our sponsors musically.
Well, swell. The Pied Pipers would be glad to back you up, and there's no charge for this, by the way.
If half the time you don't feel right, and you don't sleep well at night, and you feel like a load of dynamite.
Francis, same tune, different sponsor, different network.
If half the time your smile's a sight, if your molars are a fright, you'd tap those in each morn and night, and your teeth will be so bright.
You know, it takes all the willpower I can muster, Buster, not to sing my 30-minute aria about old gold. But honest, gals, in return for that plug, you said you'd pay off for a song. With a song, rather. So how's about if we start collecting, Francis?
On the dotted line, Frankie.
Axel, get in there and help collect your 10%.
And so the loneliness deep in my heart calls to you, calls to you. I live in the memory of many dreams ago, when the stars were bright and you were mine alone. Now for you cannot die, so the oceans run dry, for heaven falls from the sky. Now you're gone. Bahia, can you hear my lonely call? Morena, make my life complete again. I pray for the day when I smile and my heart will beat again. Oh, Bahia, when twilight is deep in the sky, Bahia, someone that I love to see keep calling my
My mother always told me, she told me, son, whenever you get to feeling blue and low down on a molehill, why, just get that Francis Langford to sing for you and it'll make you feel like a big man. That was good advice, and so is this.
When you're feeling lonely and you phone your one and only all the way from Frisco to Kankakee, and she says, hello, Sylvester, but it happens your name's Chester. Why be irritated like N-O-G?
Next time you light a cigarette, any cigarette, I want you to notice something. Notice if it gives you the serene comfort, the solid, heartwarming pleasure a good cigarette should give you. Well, if you don't get that comfort and pleasure, perhaps it's because your cigarette is dry. To help prevent cigarette dryness, Old Golds are specially conditioned with a special moisture-protecting agent we call apple honey. Made from the juice of fresh apples, it helps seal in the natural moisture. It helps prevent cigarette dryness. And, in addition, for extra flavor and bouquet, to give you a keener, zestier smoke, a touch of rare imported Latakia tobacco is added to Old Gold's unique blend of choice tobaccos. Yes, apple honey for extra protection from dryness, plus Latakia for zesty extra flavor. That's Old Gold. Try a pack soon.
Oh, since I got me a cigarette with Latakia, nothing seems to jar my serenity. For a future bright and sunny.
Well, Ginny Sims, have you picked out your number?
Yes, but Frankie, I'm so nervous singing in front of you.
Well, I'll turn around, honey. There, I've just turned around.
Gee, like a broom straw, you look the same on both sides.
Get me my hammer. Come on, Sim, simmer down and let's have a sample of that stuff that's got every bachelor from Upper Maine to Lower Cal going hubba, 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 hubba.
Well, Franklin, I declare you're getting to talk more like Dean Taylor every day.
This girl fractures me. Same thing.
Just kiss me once, kiss me twice, kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. Kiss me once, kiss me twice, kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Kiss me once then, kiss me twice then, kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seem without you. So kiss me once, kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time.
Wonderful, Ginny. Absolutely wonderful.
Oh, thank you, Frankie. Frankie, thank you so much.
I think she likes me.
Hey, Sinatra.
More women. Oh, it's Junie Hutton and the Pied Pipers. What are you piping tonight, Pipers?
I like a tune called Paper Moon.
He likes a tune called Paper Moon.
Let's see if June likes Paper Moon.
Let's sing the tune, my darling.
Paper moon. Honky Tonk Affair.
Without your love,
it's a mess. Best losing my hair. Fine, I'm the Daily World, just as hokey as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe. I'd be so relieved if you believed in me.
Piper's like the pleats on a zoot suit that was reaped.
And sweet. But Frankie, Francis and I want to put a little pressure on you to sing all the things you are, okay?
Well, this is one pressure group in which I definitely approve.
You are the promised kiss of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are.
Thank you very much, Axel and the Pied Piper. And Marv Miller, step up here, laddie. I'd like to talk to you.
Talk to me, boys. Talk to me.
Marvin, I know that your hobby is musical research, and I've got a little song here that I...
Well, do. Let's see it, boss. You know, I can tell in the jiff if it's an old master. I don't seem to recognize this, did he?
Well, let's sing it, Marv. Maybe that'll jog your mandula obligata.
Okay, boss.
Apple, honey, Latakia, choice tobaccos that sold goats and how.
Fine modulation, boy.
Doggone it, you know, the thing sounds familiar, but, say, do you happen to know what year it was written?
No, Marv, I don't. But I do know that in 1760 the laurel art business was founded.
Ah, you can say that again.
You say it again.
You bet I'll say it again. In 1760, the laurel art business was founded. That's why when you light an old gold, you enjoy the savory, smooth-smoking goodness which results from nearly two centuries of tobacco experience. In those two centuries, while America was building a great nation, laurel art was building a great cigarette. Now, mind you, we're not comparing the two in the same breath. America is something big, and old gold is something little.
Yes, but friends, in America, it's the little things that count.
Right, Frank. And what counts in a cigarette is the comfort and pleasure you get with each puff. So, folks, if you want to get extra flavor, extra mellowness, extra bouquet, get Old Golds. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Old Gold corn-fed opera. Tonight's musical melodrama is a very tender love story. Very tender. In fact, medium rare. It's entitled Frankie and Johnny. Frankie and Ginny. Ginny will play Ginny, and Frankie will play Frankie. And the other woman...
That's me.
The other woman, the Cyrene with store-bought clothes and darn little of them, will be played by Frances Langford. We raise the Old Gold curtain to present Frankie and Ginny.
But you're doing me wrong.
Cut, cut. That's the end of Act One. Now, Act Two.
Frankie and Ginny are walking. Frankie has on a new suit. That Ginny bought for $100.
Just so my Frankie would look cute, he is my man. But he's doing me wrong.
Well, Ginny, honey, here we are out walking, and I'm wearing this nice $100 suit that you bought me. I wonder what people are saying about my new suit.
Take it off, get a nip in the rear.
Ginny, dear, come over here and sit on my lap, what there is of it.
Well, what you all got on your mind, Frankie boy?
Never mind what I got on my mind, gal, it's what I got on my lap that counts. But seriously, love boat, Ginny, dear, I've got to go now. And I won't be very long. And don't you call up for me, honey. No worry while I'm gone.
You've got a date, my pal, with that Langford gal.
Oh, please, Virginia, please. And no such of a thing. Now, you run along home like a good little gal. Don't be so suspicious and jealous.
Me?
Yes, yes, yes. Just trot home, gal, and stir up a couple of soup sandwiches, and I'll be around consequently.
All right, Frankie. I'll go home. Bye, Frankie.
Says here, laughs a la Rudolph Rosendale. Goodbye, Ginny.
Frankie thinks I'm going home, but I'm going to follow him. Will Frankie go down to the 3.2 parlor? Will Frankie meet that Langford gal? Tomorrow's episode of Queen for a Day will tell the tale. But no, I must know the answer tonight. So, I'm going down to the corner, down where they sell that 3-2. Say to that fat bartender, have you seen my Frankie boy? He is my man, but I think he's doing me wrong.
Oh, ain't gonna tell you no story. I ain't gonna tell a lie to you, ma. But your Frankie went by just an hour ago with that Frances Langford doll.
I'm right, he's doing me wrong.
You're right, he's doing you wrong.
I can see all the lawyers now, ticking blowflies in a bucket of buttermilk. I made it.
Act Three. Ginny is looking for her man, Frankie. After Frankie leaves Ginny, he doubles back on South Clark Street. And as Act Three begins, Frankie is knocking on the door of the other woman's apartment, played by Frances Langford. I mean, Frances plays the other woman, not the apartment.
Hello, tall, dark, and famished.
Hi there, Frances. How's about a little date tonight, hmm?
You mean you want to go out and have some fun? Okay, Two-Ton.
It's Ginny.
Hi. Want to buy a victory bond?
Ginny, honey.
Don't you Ginny, honey, me. Why, you, hey?
But, Ginny, I thought you grabbed the taxi and went home.
That's what you both thought, but I got me out on South Clark Street and threw a pane in the glass. Saw Frankie, my man, a-lovin', That's Francis Langford Lass. Frank, if you're my man, you sure are doing me wrong.
Listen, Wholesome, what's the big idea of busting in here like this? And put down that gun, it may be empty. Jenny, your cause is hopeless. Frankie was your man, but one day he came along, this man you love, not very big and strong, this man you love.
Francis, how could you do this to me? You and I have been lifelong friends. Why, you knew that Frankie means everything to me. You knew that he's my everything. Rode up into one. Rode him out pretty thin, didn't they?
Well, I guess there's only one way to settle this argument.
That's right. We'll ask Frankie to choose.
Yeah, tell us too, Tom. Which one of us are you sweet on?
Well, gals. Well, gals, I'll tell you. It's like this. In the words of our theme song, drive out my rubber-tired carriage. Drive out my rubber-tired hack. I'm sweet on a chick in Milwaukee, and I'm gonna hurry back.
Well, how do you like that?
Well, Francis, he's ditching the both of us.
Draw that gun, sister. He's trying to get away.
Frankie sees trouble coming. Out the back door he does scoot. But Jenny takes aim with a pistol, and the gun goes...
Thank you very much, Francis Langford and Jenny Sims. Folks, however, I got some bad news for you. She missed me. Well, sir, unless anybody wants to hem a hanky or bob for a couple of Jonathans, I think we can safely assume that it's time to put your dreams away for another day. And I will take their place in your heart, wishing on a star never got you far. And so it's time to make a new start.
Hey, we gotta get out of here. On account of we gotta grab a train. On account of we gotta meet Gene Kelly in New York. On account of we've had so many requests to cut a small slice of Anchors Away that Navy has let Gene off for next Wednesday's show. October 27th is Navy Day, but next Wednesday will be Navy Gene Kelly's Day on the Old Gold Show. So thanks, everybody, and bend your ears east next Wednesday. And hey, Gene Kelly, hey. There's one thing I want to ask you, first thing I get to New York. How many times have you seen Anchors Away? Hello.
Next Wednesday and every Wednesday is the night for Songs by Sinatra, presented by Old Gold, whose choice tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness and to give you more smoking pleasure. And say, don't let little annoyances get that out. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold. The Frank Sinatra Show is written by Glenn Wheaton and produced and directed for Old Gold by Man Holliner. This is Marvin Miller speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.